Good morning. Last week we began the sugya of Yish. And as we explained, if a person loses an Aveda, he is miyayish, he gives up hope of ever recovering it. He says, Vaili al chasar and kiss. So at that point, it is similar to Hefker. And if anyone finds it and picks it up, he can keep it. It's his. He's oichin it with Yish. Now, as we mentioned, Yish is different than any other kinyan. It's not like a regular case of Hefker or a kinyan. Because you don't, when a person is miyayish, his intent is not to give it away. He may not even know this halacha, that after Yish anyone can keep it. The point of Yish is when it's lost and the owner at some point as the realization hits home that he will likely never see it again, he gives up. At that point, Rachmana Shariyeh, it becomes similar to the din of Hefker, and whoever wants to come and take it has the right to be zeich in it. Now, because of this, because it's not a regular kinyan, there are a number of chalukim in halacha. We pointed out from the Nesivos that the owner retains ownership until someone else actually comes and takes it. It's still his. And therefore, the Nesivos holds that if you change your mind, the person's miyayish, and then he happens to, in the distance, he sees the item, and he says, oh, great, I found it. So at that point, he's no longer miyayish. And if someone takes it, he would have to return it, because at the point that it was picked up, there was no yish. Truma Sakri argues, he says, no, once there's yish, it's a din, it's chal, and now everyone can take it, you lost your ownership. And even the Bailim would have to go ahead and make another kinyan, he'd have to actually pick it up. But simply changing his mind is not enough to reverse a yish. Now another Nach Gemina that comes out, this is actually also in the Machlokes in the Yerushalmi, is what happens if a person is miyayish? He gives up, he lost the item, and he never expects to never see it again, he's miyayish. But he was miyayish because he made certain assumptions. He thought he lost it in a certain place. It turns out that that wasn't true. Really, the entire time in his house or was in a place where had he known where it was, he would not have been miyayish. So if it's in his house, that's Yish Birshus, that's another question which we'll get to in a few minutes. But if it's not, it's a Yish, but the Yish was Betoyus, had he known the truth, he would not have been Miyayish. This seems to be a Machlokes in Yerushalmi. Yes, there are two Shitas, and in the Poskim as well, in the Achroinim, there is a Chalukei Deis whether or not Yish Betoyus works. But the reason why it should work is because when you're making a kinyan, you're making a hakna, you're das makne. So if it's a mistake, that whole das was a mistake. It's batel, and therefore the kinyan does not take place. Mashenkin yish, where you're not being makne anything, yish is just the frame of mind. It's the recognition, or when you give up hope. So if you gave up hope, you gave up hope. Whether or not you should have given up hope, or had you known other things, you would have may not make a difference. And therefore, according to some shitas, Yish Betoyus is still Yish, and someone could be Zeich in it. Rav Meir Simcha has a bit of a pshara. He says it depends on the type of mistake. If it's a mistake of something, what will happen in the future, which the Yerushalmi's case is, there's a Shar HaNiskol, it's going to be Asher Bahana, and later the person's Miyayish, and then later on the Edom come out, they're Edom Zayimim. So Edom Zayimim, what happened is, two Edom came in, they said, Imano Yisem. That's something that happened in the future. So even though had he known now that these Edom would become Edom Zayim, he would have never given up. Very nice. Had you known where the Chafetz was, you'd never be Miyayish. Yish is always because you don't know all the facts and you don't know what will happen in the future. And therefore, Rav Meir Simcha says, in that case, Yish Betoyus will be Yish. However, if the Yish was based on just the entire thing was a mistake, you thought you lost it, while meanwhile it was just sitting in your jacket pocket the whole time, or in a case where it was a mistake, l'sha'avar, there Rav Meir Simcha says that Yish Betoyus will not work. We'll get back to this a little bit later. But be that as it may, if there's an Aveda, you're Miyayish, it is like Hefker, anyone can come and anyone can take it and they can keep it. That being said, we mentioned last week that if you find an Aveda after Yish, although in Api Halacha it's yours, you're Zoichin it, Lifnim Meshuras Hadin, there is a Chiyuv to return it to the owner. Now, it is only Lifnim Meshuras Hadin, Api Choshen Mish, but it's yours. If you want to keep it, according to most Poskim, Bezdin cannot do anything. There is a Machlokes, it's brought down in Simon Yud Beis. Some Shitas hold that if the person that found it, unless the person that found it is an Ani, and the person that lost it is an usher, there are some sheets that hold, we will force you to do lefim yashuras adin. Bezdin has the right to be koifer. If you don't, it's yours. If you're makadish and isha with it, it's lochem, it's your money. But Bezdin will force people to do lefim yashuras adin. Most poskim over there argue, and they say that although Bezdin has the right to apply pressure, kfiya bidvarim, they can apply pressure, they can say you're doing something shalikadin, you're doing an avla, you're a rasha if you don't return it. But when push comes to shove, if the person refuses, most poskim say Bezdin cannot force because of lefim yashuras adin. Now, although Bezdin cannot force because of lefim yashuras adin, the Ramah brings down that if there is a dinah malchus adinah, if there is a law, or for that matter, if there is a minhag to return lost items after yish, so there, the Ramah paskins, we will force you to do so. And there will actually be a kfiyah. It's not voluntarily. We will actually force you to go ahead and do it and return it. Apparently, back then, there was such a law, specifically with shipwrecks. The halacha was, if a ship sank, there was dina malchus adina, you would have to return whatever was recovered from the shipwreck. Now, in Hillel's dina malchus adina, this is a bit controversial, because if you think about it, the person that lost it in this case was obviously Jewish. Avedis Akum is mutar al pi halach. The person that found it is Jewish. So if both the finder and the loser were Jewish, typically we do not apply dina malchus adina to a private dispute between two Jews. So again, the gedarim of this and the different shitas, the shach, the ramah, we'll discuss when we learn hilchos dina malchus adina. But the ktsayis from this halacha are tremendous yisayid. He says even the shitas that say that in a private matter between two Jews we will not say dina malchus adina, that's because we have a law. The law says you have to return this lost item. We have halacha. The Torah says that l'achar yish, you don't have to return it. So when we have a contradiction between the halacha and the law, we'll say if it's just a private matter between two Jews, it's really none of the government's business, and we're going to follow halacha. Zakhtat Tzoyis. What would be, and Zakhtat Tzoyis, that doesn't really speak this out, but the reason why we do that is because when there's a steer between the two, we say dina malchus dina cannot override a halacha. What would be in a case where al pi halacha you have the right to keep it, but even al pi halacha, the right thing to do is give it back? Even al pi halacha, lefnim mishuras adin, you have to give it back. So it happens to be we hold it's we can't force you to do lefnim mishuras adin. But in such a case where even al pi halacha, the right thing to do is to give it back, there, if there's a din in the Malchusa that says return it, so that's not considered keneged halacha. The fact that they're going to enforce a lefnim mishuras adin, since even in halacha that's the right thing to do, zaktik tzayis, in such a case we will say dina malchus adina, and in such a case if there is a law, you would be obligated to follow the law, and you actually have to return the item. Now I'm not sure today what the law is. I know with shipwrecks there are some laws, with other avedis there are other laws. I don't know what if you have any lawyers here who know what legally your responsibility. No, over a certain value. But if it's minimal value, you can just keep it? Uh-huh. Okay, so you'd have to also, if that's the law, you'd really have to know really two points. First of all, you'd have to make sure that when you give it to the police station, it actually gets returned to the rightful owner and doesn't go into the police chief's pocket. The second halacha you'd really have to know is, if it's a law, is this a law which is actually enforced? Do people turn things into the police? So if it's something which is just across the board ignored, Jews, goyim, then it's a little bit more difficult to say dina malchus adina. But I don't know. I don't know the metzias. I don't know the facts. But I'll call upon him, if there is a clear dina malchus adina, the Ramah paskins that we would follow that dina malchus adina, and you have an obligation to return it even after yish.
Technically waste their time constantly with avedis, but theoretically, if somebody had a very expensive a thing. They very well go after the person.
Okay, so what you're saying is, this has nothing to do with Inam Malchus Adina. Let's back up for a minute. What's the tzad to give it? It's something that has a sim. And the tzad is the person is miyayish. He gave up hope of ever finding it. If it's lost in a place which is completely surrounded by surveillance cameras, and even though there's no simon, you will have a picture, you'll be able to show a camera it falling off your ring and your finger and then find the person that picked it, so now you have a simon. You have better than simon. You have pictures showing that this item fell from you. So that is now a davar sheyesh bo simon, and therefore you may not be miyayish in the first place. So in such a situation, forget about dina malchus adina. Al pi halacha, if you lost something, it has a simon, or you have a way to prove that you're the one that lost it, you have a way to track down the person that found it, it's very likely there is no yish.
Even Ruba Akum today, it's a reality today that...
Okay, so Ruba Akum, we'll speak about it, and we'll get to it in a few minutes. No, so if al pi halacha you have a chi of hachraza, you have a chi of hashava, you have a chi of to do that. That dina malchus adina saying pattering you from the hashava is not going to be able to do. Now, b'makom you're afraid you're going to go to jail because you're not returning the item, so that's a separate sugya, and that's a sugya of you don't have to lose money for the chi of hashava saveda. So in that case, you may be better off just not picking it up. There's no chi of to have a hefsid. Someone did a little bit of research and could not find in the past 50 years anyone that was actually prosecuted for not returning an aveda. So I don't know if it's a real chashash hefsid. Again, you'll speak to your lawyer, you'll figure out what the case is. Oh yeah? Okay, all right. So if it is, so if you find it in the subway system, that'll have it. Okay, the facts you'll have to speak to an attorney about. If there is a chashash hefsid, the general rule by a Shavas Aveda is you do not have to lose money in order to be Meshav Aveda. So if by picking it up and doing a hachraza, you're exposing yourself to prosecution, you certainly don't have an obligation to do so. No, not Bali Musa. This is a Gemara. This is a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Lefnei Mishur Sadin." It's a Gemara. It's not Bala Moser. It's a Gemara. And more than this, some Rishonim say, the Mordechai says, "You're Kaifa. We can force. It's a Lefnei Mishur Sadin that we can force you to do, unless the first this." The Mordechai is talking about this. Simin Yud Beis in Chayshim Mishpah, which is talking about the general halachos of Lefnei Mishur Sadin, brings these Mara Makaymais as the source that you could be Kaifa for all within Mishura Sadins. But this is the source, this is a Gemara, this is not some new made up thing, it's a Gemara Mefureshes that is within Mishura Sadin. Now, one thing to realize is according to its Meduyik in Paiskim, that even though after Yish there's a Chiyuv within Mishura Sadin to return it, but the Chiyuv is very different than a normal Hashava Saved. Because a regular Hashavas Aveda, if you find something, you have a Chiyuv Hashava. You have to make a Hachrazo, you have to call it out in the shuls, in the neighborhood. However you do a Hachrazo, that we'll have to discuss. But you have a Chiyuv to try to track down the owner or let him know about it in order to be able to return it. What many places can say is that over here, even though if the owner comes to you, you have to return it to him, Lifnei Mishura Sadin, but this doesn't create an obligation for you to proactively go ahead and try to track down the owner. It's only when he comes to you. But to go ahead and for you to have a chiyuv to do a hachraza to try to find the owner, even lifnei mishur hasadin, you don't have a chiyuv to do so. Certainly a nice thing to do, but it's not the lifnei mishur hasadin, and it's certainly not something that we would be koifa about. Now, the Ramah extends this lifnei mishur hasadin not only to a case of yish, but we discussed a few weeks ago the case of zuta shel yam. Person has something, it sinks, it's in the bottom of the ocean, it's avudim imenum likoladam, it's irretrievable. So that, we said, becomes like hefker and anyone can keep it. So in that case as well, the Ramah says, if you do find it, if you do recover it, you have your expedition, you bring up all the treasure from the Titanic, even though it was zuta shel yam, the person gave up hope, and even if you didn't give up hope, it's avud men mekol adam, it's like hefker. Still, the Ramah says the same lifnei mishur hasadin would apply, and a person, the right thing to do is to return it to the original owner. Shmuel Zakri argues. He says that in this, it's only a din of Aveda and only a din of Yish, but when it's like Hefker, when it's Utash Hayom, this doesn't apply. But the Ramaz Psak is very clear that it applies across the board. Now, there's a story. A person found a large sum of money. Picks it up. It was a place where it was Roy Vakam, where the halacha is, he's allowed to keep it. And a few minutes later, he hears a commotion. There is a woman that was, screaming on top of her lungs. She fainted. And it turns out that this woman had gone to the market to buy something for her on behalf of her husband. And she had dropped it. She was Jewish. But she dropped it in a place where it was Roiv Akum. She dropped it in a place where there was no expectation that it will be returned. So, and she, when she realized that she had lost all this money, she fainted. She couldn't deal with the stress. The person that found it said, "Listen, I found it. I don't want to do Lifnei Meshuras Hadin. It's after Yish. She already gave up hope." And actually, in this case, he said, "I'm an Ani." In Ani, the halacha is you can't even, the Mordechai says that there's no, in the Ramah Paskins, that if the person that found it is an Ani and the person that lost it is an Ashir, there's no chiyuv to do the Lifnei Meshuras Hadin. And therefore, he said, "I have every right to keep it. I found it after Yish, and therefore it's mine."
Why was she screaming?
Of the anguish. She lost it. She's gone. That's it. She's finished. She's ruined. She lost this huge amount of money. So here, the halacha, according to most Paiskim, the halacha is there would be a chiyuv hashav. And the reason for that is that the case was the husband sent the woman to the shuk to buy something. The money belonged to the husband. The lady was an agent, she was a shliach, going ahead to buy something on behalf of her husband. Yish is when the owner loses hope, when he realizes he'll never get it, he's miyayish, anyone can come and take it. However, if the person who's miyayish is not the owner, person's miyayish is a shliach, someone who's holding it for the owner. So here, most places can say that yish is not a good yish. The actual owner has to be miyayish. Now, there is an ulam ha-mishpat that argues. He says the shliach is mucking the bailim, and therefore his yish will help. But Rav Paiskim seem to argue, and they seem to say that you have the actual owner is the one that has to be miyayish.
If you're a large corporation, then there's no yish. If B&H, whoever loses something, you have to give it back
in 1 year. Unless it was large enough that they told Mr. B&H what happened, and he said, "Okay, it's gone, it's lost." But it's true. If it's Zuta Shel Yom, if it's Avud Miman Mekal Adam, you don't need his knowledge. There's no problem of Yish Lami Das. But if it's just a case, it's Nevad in a place where it's Roy Vakam, in a typical case where you need his Das, you need his Yish, according to this, if the owner doesn't know about it, then there would not be Yish. There's actually an interesting Machlokes. I don't know what the Pshat in the Machlokes is, but the Minchas Pitim makes Machlokes Nesivis and Tais V'Shans, that he says, if there are two partners and one of them loses something? And he's miyayish. So he's medayig that on his chelek, the yish works, according to the Nesivus. On his shutif's chelek, he can't be miyayish for his shutif. So unless he told his partner, and his partner was miyayish, he says, anyone who finds it, he picks it up, now he'll become a partner with the shemazel that lost it. With the other person. The chelek of the person who lost it, he was miyayish, so that you can be zeichin. The other partner who didn't know that was lost, he will retain his bialus, and now basically he will step into the person who lost it, and now he will become partners with the other person. Tezis Shan says a chiddush, he doesn't explain why, but he says that there's no such thing as yish on half a chefetz. And therefore he says, as long as you have, since the other partner was not miyayish, the partner that lost it, he can only be miyayish on his chelek, but yish cannot be chal on just a part of the item. And therefore, he says, whoever finds it would have to return it, the entire item, to the owners.
Why don't you say, because once this yish on the part is hefker, so the other guy's expense to take that part?
Because that would be a tremendous nafmin al-halacha. Then you'd have to return it to the other partner. The Shan's point is, the yish doesn't help at all, the person who lost it, who was miyayish, still retains his bibles.
If it did help, why wouldn't it happen?
So if I own half an item, just because someone's miyayish, I have to make a kinyan. How does my bialus just somehow expand without any kinyan? Right now it's over. It's in the middle of the street. So, all right. Where it's divisible. Okay, so even a shutzbis, you have to know. There's a concept of doing a chalukah. And it's something which is easily divided, where there's no difference, that a shliftiv has the right to make a chalukah. But the absence of making a chalukah, at this point, they're all shliftim in everything. For example, if half the money gets stolen, the partner can say, you know what, your money got stolen. Right now, we're partners in everything. So at this point, we're partners in everything. We would have to deal with this, you know, with this machlekes and sivus and teisus shans. Now, what happens if you find jewelry that belonged to a woman? So over here, we have a similar shaila. If the lady told her husband that she lost it, and they're both miayish, so good. So if you find it, it's yours. But if she didn't have the courage yet or the time to tell her husband that it's lost, so here we would have to don who owns the jewelry. So there is a machlekes, there seems to be a steer between the halachas and chesh mishpat and Eben Ezer. But according to most paiskim, if the jewelry was given from the husband to the wife as a present, I think most paiskim say it would belong to the wife, and therefore if she's miyayish, that yish would be effective, and someone who finds the jewelry lacher yish would have every right to keep it. The Gemara says that. Okay, so this is the basic idea of Yish, that L'acher Yish, if you pick it up, you have the right to keep it. There's a L'fim Shuras Adin, but Mikra Adin, it's yours. The big catch with using the heter of Yish and trying to keep something is that Yish only works when the owner was Meyayish, the owner gave up hope of finding it before you picked it up, before you actually found it. However, if a person finds an aveda, he picks it up, and then subsequent to that, the owner at some point says, all right, I'm just never going to see it again. He's miyayish. It's too late. It's isura asli yade. Since at the time that you picked it up, at that point there was no yish, at that point you had a chiyuv to return it to the owner, you became a shomer, different explanations why. But if at the point that you picked it up, the owner had not yet been miyayish, the halacha is, the yish later on will not help. And you still would have a chiyuv hashava, you still would have a chiyuv to return it to the Baalim, even though he doesn't expect ever to see it again. That's the case. If you pick it, since at the time that you picked it up, there was a chiyuv hashava.
You did nothing wrong.
So Yisur Asad Yodeh doesn't mean you did something wrong. Yisur Asad Yodeh means you picked it up at a time where it would have been usur for you to keep it because you have a chiyuv to return it to the owner. So because of that chiyuv, and perhaps because you become a shomer, the halacha is that yish later on will not help. It has nothing to do with isur asli yad. Doesn't mean by a goslin it means you're a goslin. But over here, it does not mean you did something wrong. You did everything right. You picked it up with the intent to return it. But since when you picked it up, there was yish did not happen yet, a yish later on does not take away the chiyuv to return it. So it'll help in the sense that if you pick it up after yish, it will become yours. But the Gemara says you're over isur l'suchu l'hesali. Because you saw the Aveda, you had the opportunity to pick it up and return it to the owner. That's where the lav of the Suchu L'Salim applies. So if you wait, you're over the lav, you want to know if you can keep it. As long as you picked it up after years, you can keep it in Chesh and Mishpat. But you're over the Isser, and therefore you have an obligation to pick it up right away. So the Yish has to be before the person actually picked it up. Otherwise, it's Yisur Asli Yadeh, and otherwise it will not work. So what that means is the clear cases of yish are only if you find something which was obviously lost for a long period of time. You're walking through the forest, you find something, it's all rusty, it's been there for an extended period of time. So there, obviously the owner lost it a while ago, he realized that he lost it, he gave up hope. There you would have the right to keep it. But anything which he just lost, he didn't have a chance to realize it yet, that would be yisur asli yadeh, and there you would have a chiyuv to return it to the owner. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim why you're not, or what the pshat in this halacha is. Why yish cannot help after you've already picked it up. Taisus learns because of the chiyuv hashava. If when you picked it up, there's a chiyuv hashava, that chiyuv hashava doesn't go away, and yish afterwards will not help. You still have to return it to the owner. The Ramban limits this halacha. The Ramban says it like this. When a person picks up an aveda, he has a chiyuv hashava. But the chiyuv hashava is not just a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah, go return it. The halacha is, he becomes a shomer. He becomes responsible to guard the item until he's able to return it to the owner. Some hold it as shomer chinam, some hold it as shomer sachar, but he is a shomer. He's responsible, he's a chiyuv shmira, he's responsible to watch it. Zog the Ramban, what would be the halacha? If you have an item, you're going away, you're going on vacation. So it's a valuable item. So before you leave, you go over to your neighbor and you say, can you please watch this for me? And you give it to him. He's your shomer, it's a pikadon. You go on vacation, you come back, and you know, you forgot what you did with it. You look around your house, you can't find the item, you're frantic, you turn over the entire house. And at some point, you're miyayish, you say, okay, it must have been stolen, it must have been gone. You give up hope. Zok the Ramban, that yish will not work. Because although you were miyayish, he says, this is yish birshus. It's like being miyayish in something that's in your possession, that's secure, it's not an aveda, because there's someone there that's guarding this item for you. Since someone is guarding the item for you, you cannot be miyayish, or yish will not help on something which is being watched for you, which is birshusay, and therefore the Ramban says, yish will not help. Now, the Achrayim all point out, and there's a lot of kashas, a lot of back and forth. But what they say is like this. If you lose something in your house, or let's say you have a store. Your store is yours. You own it. It's your rishos. But there are people constantly coming and going. It's not secured. So in that case, the place can say, even though it's technically in your rishos, it's in your house, it's in your store, it's your property, if you're miyayish there, that yish will help. Because it might technically be in your rishos, but it is avud. It's something which is not secured. There's no kinyan chatzar here. And therefore, anyone who finds it, even though it's in your store, would have the right to keep it. However, in a case where something is secure, there's a shomer that's watching it for you. It's in your house in a place where people can't get to it. So in such a case, even if you're miyayish, this is called yish birshos, and this yish will not work. The Nesivos explains that yish is a din in an aveda. Yish is not a new type of kinyan. It's a din in aveda. When you have an aveda, you give up on it, so now anyone can come and take it. It's like hefker. But for that, the first thing you need to talk about the sugya of yish is that you have to start that it's lost. You have to start that it's an aveda. If it's in your house, if it's secure, if there's a shomer that's watching it for you, it's not an aveda. And since it's not an aveda, we can't even begin to discuss the concept of yish. So the Nesivos says that's a pshat in the Ramban. That if someone picks it up before yish, the moment he picks it up, he becomes a shomer aveda. He's now charged with guarding it for the owner. Now that since he's guarding it for the owner, it's secure. You have a yid who's taking care of it, who's watching it, who's going to do everything he can to return it to the owner unharmed. And therefore, yish afterwards, it's yish birshus, and that will not work. Chazon Ish has a little bit of a different explanation. He says it's yish betoyos. Had you realized it's in your house, or had you realized there's a bardas who's watching it and trying to get it back for you, you would never have been miyayish. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says, in such a case, yish betoyos lo have yish. The whole yish is just a mistake. And that's why it does not help over here, and you remain with the chi of hashava.
I come to your house and I drop my pen in your house. Let's say I had a set. So automatically it's Mishomer.
No, so this is different. This is different. No. The Ramban's case is where the person who picked it up becomes a Shomer Aveda. He is now, he doesn't know who the owner is, but he is a Shomer. He is working for the owner. He has a chiyuv to the owner. If anything happens, if it's nignav or nevad, depending on whether you're shomer socher or shomer chinam, you're responsible to the owner. That is called, that doesn't have a shem aveda, and their yish will not help. On the other hand, if I lose something in someone else's house, he may be a good friend. I may think, or it may be very mistavra, that if and when he finds it, he will want to return it to me. But because he's not my shomer, because I don't have control over that area, it's someone else's house, that right now it's nevad, and since right now it's nevad, yish will help. If he found it already, at that point it becomes a shomer aveda, and now it's yisuras liyadei. Now, if I'm yayish afterwards, it's yisuras liyadei. But if I'm yayish before he finds it, since it's lost, I don't know where it is, I don't have control over it, and there's no one that is a shomer on it, so there it is considered an aveda, and the yish will help. What? Okay, so again, yeah. Pashtus, yes. What we're going to have to deal with is a separate question is whether you can have Isur Asli Yadeh if it's in a chotzer before he knows about it. That we'll get to in a few minutes. But pashtus, the answer is yes. This exception is only either if it's in the person who lost it, his rishus, or where there's someone who becomes his shomer. Good, but this case, you walk in and you drop something. There's no din shmira. Yeah, he wasn't asking for the din shmira.
I mean, what's the shirt or tie in your house? You know, you see who's this tie? You don't know. I mean, that's 75 guests in the last. You know, I mean, now what?
Oh, very good. So what happened? So this is a ma'aseh shehayah. Someone had a guest suite, and he was a very generous person. Everyone in the neighborhood, whenever they made a simcha, they sent their guests over to this person. A few days before Pesach, they're cleaning their house, and they found an expensive pair of sunglasses had fallen behind the bed, and they had absolutely no way to track down whose it was. They don't know who used the house, who didn't use the house. Doing a hachraza, usually you hang up signs in the neighborhood. Whoever lost it, the one thing you knew is he was not from this neighborhood. These were guests that were from other places that were staying by him for Shabbos. So what do you do in such a case? So l'chayra, you found it Pesach. The sunglasses are probably there from who knows when. So the chayra, you found it la'achar yish. You should have the right to keep it. The problem is that it's true you found it after yish, but they were lost in your house. The person didn't realize when he dropped it that he had lost it. He would have just picked it up. What happened? He left it in your house, and then a day, a week, whatever it was, sometime later he realized he lost it and he was miyayish. So it came to your possession before Yish. It was sitting in your house from day one. He was Mayayish 2 weeks later. You found it 6 months later.
You didn't need that to be kind of that.
So it was, what's the halacha when something comes into your chatzar before Yish, but you only realize it's there and pick it up la'achar Yish?
But,
so the question is, do you need Das Kinyan? You never have Das Makna. Do you need Das Kinyan? Is there Yisur Asli Yadeh when it's in your Rishus, within your Chotzer, but you don't know about it? So this, the Shach brings down, is a Machlokes. Whether you say Yisur Asli Yadeh when it's in your Chotzer, but you didn't know about it. And the Shach is Taka Machriya, that since it came into your house before Yiyush, he says it's Yisur Asli Yadeh, you're not Zoichin. Machlokes, Taisis is and the Ritvar Meduyik, that you could be Zeichen in afterwards, but the Shach passes like the Rosh and the Ran and his, you know, different Rayas, that nothing doing. Since it came to your possession before Yish, it's Yisur Asli Yad. Wait a second. Zakhni Nesivus, there's no real Machlokes over here. Zakhni Nesivus, that when, if you want to know whether you're Kaino Bechotzer, what would be, well, let's change the case a little bit. Let's say I come to your house into the guest suite, and I notice the glasses there. And I pick it up. I ask the owner, is this yours? He says, no, it must have been someone else. I say, great, I found it, I'm going to keep it. So for me, Zakhna Nesivas, I made a kinyan. It's not Yisur Asli Yadeh. The fact that it was in your Rishus has nothing to do with me. It's mine. So I pick it up, it's mine. Zakhna Nesivas, the whole discussion that since it came to your chatzar before Yish, you can't, is in Hilchus Chatzar. Since it came into your chatzar before Yish, it's Yisur Asli Yadeh to your chatzar. And you can't use a Kenyan chatzar to be Zoichen. Zakhni Nesivas. But if you're not using a Kenyan chatzar, you're going ahead and you pick it up. The owner picks it up. There's no Yisur Asli Yadeh. He didn't know about it. He didn't have Das to be Zoichen it. He didn't become a Shoimer just because someone left it in his house without his knowledge. So he says, as far as the person to say he becomes a Shoimer, he becomes a Chayiv Vashava, that's impossible. If you don't know about an Aveda, you can't become Chayiv. So if you want to pick it up later, there's no problem. It just means if you want to use Kinyan Chatzar, in other words, if someone else came and found it and walked away with it, and you want to say, no, it's mine because it was in my house. You want to use Kinyan Chatzar because you want to be Zeichah because it was in your Chatzar. We say, no. Since it was in your Chatzar before the Yish, you can't be Zeichah with Kinyan Chatzar. But if you want to do another Kinyan, that you could do. Yes. Chatzar is normally Kaina, but over here it's not as chos. Over here, it's not going to be a schus for you because if it's zoich, if you're koine it, it's yisur asli yadeh and you can't keep it. So zakhni nesivus, if you want to use kinyan chatzar, in other words, the person I found it and I walked away with it, and you want to claim it's yours because it's in your chatzar beforehand, you want to use kinyan chatzar. If it came to chatzar before yish, you can't do that. But Adraba, but if you find it and you pick it up and you're not using Kinyan Chatzar, you're picking it up and you're making a Kinyan right now, then since it wasn't the Schus Meikara, you weren't Zoich in it. You weren't in a Schaiv in Shmiro or Ashavas Avedi because you had no idea it was there. And therefore the Nesiva says that you can be Zoich in it Lukulayam.
What's the concise meaning to say that?
What?
What's the concise
meaning? What concise?
No.
I just said, there's a shach that makes machlokes. The Nesiva says it depends on the it depends what case you're talking about.
Going back to the original equation between losing something in your house and someone picking it up in your shomer, is there a difference because the house, the neighbor, your own house is called a shalom dag. But in the case of the guy picking it up, he's a subject. He doesn't even know if it was after Yish, before Yish, or anything. So therefore, he's not like a. Your
chatzar,
which is
badai. Well, the chatzar is true. A chatzar may be shlo b'dayta under most circumstances. But since it was in your chatzar before Yish, if you have your own thing, so then we said that Yish b'rishos, according to many paiskim, again, it's also a machlokes, but according to most paiskim, if it's in your rishos, it's not an aveda. If it's not an aveda, Yish will not help.
I thought they were trying to equate that somebody who picks up something for you, he's also a shomer.
Correct. Just like if I pick something up, I'm your shomer. If it's a clear aveda, I know I have to return it. I want to return it to you. The moment I pick it up, I become your shomer, and therefore, even though you may not know who that I have it, but since right now it's being guarded on your behalf, it's like it's in your house. It's like it's in your rishos, and therefore yish will not help.
So it's different because when the guy picks it up, it's specific whether it's before or after yish. So therefore,
as we're going to see, when you pick it up, unless you know it's after Yish, you have to assume it's before Yish, and you become a Shomer. Yes, we will see. That's the sugi of Yish Lamidah, so we will see that Misafik, you have to. Again, there's a Shitas Rambam. After you pick it up, there may be different halachos, but Al Pi Pashtus, unless you know there's Yish, you do have to return it. So what happens? So this is the halacha of Yish. Yish has to be before the person picked it up. In the case where it came into his chatzar, the halacha is if you want to use kinyan chatzar, then that will not work. If you want to make another kinyan, according to many poskim, we'll be able to. What about yish on, let's say you lend somebody money. Now, all too often, you lend them money, it's supposed to be for a short-term loan. It gets schlepped, it schlepped. And at some point, you hear the malva saying, Vaili al chasaron kis, I'm never going to see this money again. So the question is, does the person have to pay back? Or can you say, no, you were just miyayish. You're miyayish on the chayiv, so I have the right to keep it. What?
If you have a star,
you're miyayish. You gave up hope. You said, vayli achazar and kis. All the stars are not going to help me. I see. He doesn't have money. He's never going to pay me back. Oh, it's like this. The Ramah Paskin, Ramah says over B'Shem Marik, he says it depends. He says in a regular case, normally when you lose something and you say, vayli achazar and kis, so once you say Vaili Achazar and Kis, that shows you gave up hope, and whoever finds it afterwards can keep it. Zag Ramah, whenever you lend someone money, it's always a suffix. You never know whether you will get it back, you won't get it back. And simply because you say Vaili Achazar and Kis is not a proof that you've totally given up hope. And therefore the Ramah says, their yish will not help. However, in a case where you've really given up hope, where his case was you lent money to the governor, which is never a good idea, because the governor went ahead and basically said, I'm not going to pay you back, and if you try to collect from me, I'm gonna just gonna wipe out the town. So in such a case where there are miyayish, he says, we don't just need his vaili achasar and kis. Here it's a case where it's clear from the situation that he was miyayish, a normal person would give up hope. There the Maharik and the Ramah, both paskin, yish helps. And the halacha is, afterwards you don't have to pay it back. Now, obviously, if you're miyayish, because the governor says, if you're not miyayish, if you don't write her off, I'm going to kill you. So then he's going to still have to pay anyway. The Nesivas has a case where if you force someone to be miyayish, then you have to pay because you're a mazik. But forget about the person that's forcing it. But in a case where the person's miyayish, the malva is miyayish, let's say the leva just went bankrupt. He didn't do anything wrong per se. Just the malva realizes there's no way he's going to get his money, and he's taka miyayish. The Ramah Paskin Yish will work on a chayiv. The Chacham Tzvi argues. And Chacham Tzvi says, it's not possible. And he has a number of kashas. But one of his kashas is from the halacha we just learned. When does Yish help? Yish helps only when you're miyayish before you get it. If it's Yisura Asli Yadeh, if you have a Chiyav Hashav and then the person gives up, Yish doesn't help. Over here, what happened? You borrowed money. When you borrow money, what's the halacha? You have to pay it back. There's a Chiyav Hashav. So a few years later, the person, the Malva, gives up hope. He's Miyayish. It's too late. There's already a Chiyav Hashav. It's not Hashav Zaveda, but it's a Chiyav to be made to pay back the loan. Since you have a chiyuv to pay back the loan, there Yish cannot help. Now, l'chayr should depend on which path you learn. Because if you learn like Tosfos, that when there's a chiyuv hashava, Yish can't help, this is a very good kasha. But if you learn like the Ramban, what stops the Yish from helping is not the chiyuv hashava. It's the fact that you become a shomer. You're watching this money for him. It's like Yish birshus. It's like it's in his pocket. It's like it's in his, someone's holding on his behalf. When someone borrows money, there's no money, there's no item that he's holding as a shomer for the malva. Milva lo hitzan, you know, the money is long gone, especially if the person's bankrupt. No one's a shomer, there's no one here, there's no money that's being safeguarded in order to return to the bailo. So if you need to be a shomer, if you need that, if the issue over here is it has to be bershos, otherwise Yish should help, then lechayra the Marik and the Ramah is right. And Yish should work. So now that comes to the next point. Even if you hold that you're not a shomer, but now we have another issue. Normally the case of Yish is, I have an item. I'm a Yish from it. So he points it out, according to most places, it's not Hefker. It belongs to me. But if you want to go ahead, you want to make a Kenyan, there's no Isser Gezel, you can go ahead and make a Kenyan. And therefore we said, if I change my mind, I can do, before you make the Kenyan, according to many sheets, I have the right to do so. Over here, there's a loan. The money is lohitzan, you know, there's nothing left. So if a person's miyayish, even if the yish helps, what? How does someone be zoicha in this chayiv? What's the chayiv? Where is it? How do you, what? Good. If you're moichel the money, you're moichel the money. But that's not what's happening here. Over here, what you're doing is miyayish, which means it's yours, according to these shittas. It's yours. Someone can go ahead and make a kinyan on that. How do you make a kinyan on that chayiv? Is it something that happens memela, that the loiva automatically becomes his? Or you can say no. You can say, since there's no way to do a ma'isa kinyan on it, the yish can't be chal. Mechila is different. You don't have to. Mechila, you're wiping out, you're being moichel the whole chayiv. So the chayiv is gone, so he doesn't have to pay me. Here, I'm not being moichel the chayiv. Because there's a yish on the money, if someone can figure out how to make a kinyan on that money, it'll be his. But his...
The yish doesn't automatically...
No. Again, some lord, if you hold that yish makes it hefker, this kasha doesn't start. If I'm mafker or chayiv, then some of the loiva can keep it. But if you learn that it's still mine, it just gives people the right to make a kinyan without gezel, then you have to know, how does one make a kinyan on a chayiv that there's yish on?
So someone lends money to a poor person. Very often, you know, they know that they may not get it back. Right.
So that everyone agrees that there's you don't say yish, there's no yish, just because a person says vayli al chasaron kis, that itself is not enough to prove yish. It has to be an extreme case, like in the case of the governor, where it's clear there's no chance you're going to get it back. The case of Marik was, the governor said no way, and no one had any right to get it. What happened is the governor died. And his child, when his son came to power, he wanted to make nice with everybody, and therefore he decided to pay back his father's debts. So in that case, where there really was a yish, and now there's a windfall, the discussion is who keeps the money or who keeps the tax rebate. That's the discussion over there. But in a regular case, just because the poor person's poor and you heard of Eilei Chazaron Kis, that doesn't prove mechila. Good. That's our discussion. When there is yish, what happens to that chayiv? Does it become automatically the loiva's? And that's a discussion. In Lomdus, how does the loiva make a kinyan on that money? Okay. Let me just finish. So, what we've had until now is yish works. If you pick it up after yish, it becomes yours. However, if you pick it up before yish, it's isuros liyodeh, then later on it's too late, and later on you cannot be zaychen it after yish, there still is a chiv to be meshevit to the bailam. So what that means is, the typical cases where you'll be able to take advantage of the concept of yish are cases where the owner already gave up hope. The two general categories for that are, if someone loses something and he has no simen, He has no way to verify that it's actually his. He has no way to prove that he is the owner. So the moment he realizes he lost it, he's going to give up hope. Because even if he found it in a Jewish neighborhood, even if a Yid found it, who's going to be in the kind of mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, he has no way to return it to the owner. Because the owner will not be able to prove that it's his. And in such a case, where there is no simon, the moment the owner realizes it's lost, he will be mayayish. So if you find it after the owner realized that it's lost, there it will be mutter. If you find it before he realized, obviously that will be the sugya of Yish Lo Midas. The second case is, if you have something that has a simon, it's something that the owner could prove that it's his, but you found it after a number of months, after a year, there, even though it has a simon, even though the owner initially was hopeful that whoever found it would return it, at some point people give up. And certainly if it's there for a year, that's enough time that the owner does not expect to see it. And if you find it after that period of time, the halacha is you'll be able to keep it. Similarly, if you find something in an area which is Roiv Akum, if you find something in a city where most of the people there are not Jewish, there, even if it has a simon, the owner is going to give up. Because although there may be a simon, and although if a Yid picks it up, he will return it, since most of the people in this area are not Jewish, therefore the owner is going to assume he's going to give up because a goy will find it and the goy will not return it. So even though it has a simon, the moment he realizes that it's lost, he will be miyayish, and someone who finds it afterwards will be able to keep it. The big question and the practical question is how do you ever know whether the owner was miyayish? When you find something, you don't know who the owner is. There certainly is no sign on it saying whether the owner was miyayish or not. So how do you know, and what do you do in virtually all the cases where there's a suffix whether he was miyayish or not? And that, in Ritz Hashem, we'll discuss next week.